This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome, 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 good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, tonight is an anniversary of sorts, if we want to call it that. 2 years ago today, at about this time, well, actually about an hour and a half from now, I was calling Genesis Communications Network to tell them that I was in the middle of a heart attack. And then shortly after I got to my location, the hospital here locally nearby, we entered the realm of the flat line. And now I thankfully sit here doing a live radio show. Which, statistically speaking, that's a rarity. And I am very, very blessed to be part of that rarity. So, for everybody that has stuck with it since from then, where I had to drop down off the radar for a little bit to now, I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. On November the 8th, in a way, the shoe had to move to the other foot, because suddenly the progressives suddenly found themselves worrying about the future and their own survival, because after all, they're drama queens. And this is, it's an interesting thing, because in the circle of life and in partisan politics, what goes around comes around. And right now the progressives' heads are spinning. The thought of our nation with President Donald Trump and Republicans in the majority in both the House and the Senate, not to mention a conservative majority in the Supreme Court, has many progressives envisioning a dystopian future of pollution, poverty, crime, and climate crisis. Their dreams of free education and free health care and the extinction of the internal combustion engine and coal-fired power plants and all the extractive extraction activities that go into fueling these nasty, dirty devices. Well, that was dashed on the rocks of political whim by the bitter clingers. Who are, of course, undoubtedly racist, and the unfair Electoral College. In the blink of an eye, the future turned from one of hope and tolerance and social justice to one of dread and polarization and privilege. And the progressives haven't realized it yet, and probably never actually will, but they're now experiencing something very much like what the deplorables and flyover country have been feeling for at least, 8 years. The difference, of course, is that the rubes and the heartland spheres were just delusional fantasies fueled by narrow-mindedness and personal prejudices. The fears of the progressive masses are real. They're tangible. And there's no way to avoid them. Donald Trump and me and you, because we voted for him, most likely, we're evil, we're racist, we're misogynist, and we're going to destroy the nation, at least according to them. Our nation's founders foresaw these challenges of philosophical conflict, and they built in checks and balances, which still function today, to keep one group from running roughshod over the rest. Obama chipped away at them. He did do damage, but not the catastrophic harm his detractors feared. Likewise, Bush and his foreign entanglements and domestic surveillance state undermined liberty, but it didn't extinguish it, as some feared. Perception in politics is very much about perspective and what a person believes to be possible. Predictions of a president declaring himself king have been here since the beginning of the Republic. And the fact that it never has happened does not mean, however, that it never could happen. But such fears are only viable to someone who actually believes it possible. Now, back when Nixon was the president, a lot, you know, gun control has been present for a long time. And back when Nixon was president, Neil Knox was in charge of the NRA. And he had a friend that was a competitive shooter and one of the gun owners who supported reasonable restrictions on other people's guns was that competitive shooter. And he got frustrated with Mr. Knox's constant focus on fighting gun control and said, Neil, how can you be worried about some gun control bill when Nixon is about to impose martial law and declare himself emperor for life? And Knox looked at this cat and said, what do you think keeps him from doing that? Now, at that time, that guy really believed that Nixon would do that because, I run into this every day. But in that moment, a light bulb lit in his head, and suddenly he truly understood the real purpose of the Second Amendment and the importance of Americans being armed. And he would never have seen that life or that light without that belief. Now, many of us had the lights go on when Clinton was in charge, and the images of Waco burning in the backs of our minds was constantly there. Liberals woke up during the Bush years after passage of the Patriot Act. Posters on the Daily Kos, a far-left news and view site, began discussing the need for progressives to arm themselves so they could fight off Bush's stormtroopers when they came for them. But in true progressive form, they were simultaneously advocating for reasonable gun laws like full registration of all guns and gun owners. They believed then that Bush was coming for the liberals. So if you want liberals to buy guns and you want a law passed to be sure that Bush knows who has guns, you know, that was their train of thought. A weird one. Now we see the same thing as we see groups like the Pink Pistols and the Liberal Gun Club. They're reporting surges in membership, and progressives appear to be picking up the slack to keep the gun sales booming. At the same time, they're still calling for stricter gun laws and denying that support for gun control played a key role in their candidate being destroyed in the election. This is what is referred to as cognitive dissonance, and they have an outrageous capacity for it. And their capacity for it is stunning. But the foresight, I'm constantly amazed at the foresight of the founders. The founders knew just enough, and they understood enough about the nature of man to do some put some truly amazing things to paper and then ratify it. We won, and that's a good thing. Having Trump as the president for me is I'm having a lot of fun with this. But there's a lot of work left to do. There's a lot of work left to do. We need to revive and restore the wisdom that the people in the time of the founders had. We need to hope that the leaders that we have enabled recognize that and can make some progress in that direction over the next 4 years. We need to hope for that. When we get back, just to prove that most criminals are pretty damn stupid, we're going to talk about one that, well, I can't believe what he said. It's pretty humorous, and it's worth talking about it just for the, for the comedy element. That is coming up next. This is Lock and Load. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Yeah, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I saw this and I was just amazed. In Phoenix, Arizona, you've got a 17-year-old who's recovering from a gunshot wound after reportedly committing two armed robberies. Court records show that a male teen robbed one store and tried to rob another when he was confronted by an armed clerk who shot him in the arm. Police report that on December 28th, the 17-year-old suspect entered a QT store near 35th Avenue and Baseline Road. QT stands for Quick Trip, if you don't know that. A gigantic convenience store chain. Entered there with a handgun and demanded money along with some Swisher Sweet cigars and a pack of Marlboro Reds. Listen, if you're going to commit armed robbery, well, you got to have your priorities. The clerk reported to police that the suspect fired three shots from what sounded like a pellet gun into the ceiling as he left. Other witnesses told police that he left the store on a cruiser bicycle with white-walled tires. This is clearly a criminal genius. Police say 2 days later, the suspect struck again, this time at a Chevron store near 51st and Southern Avenues. This time he demanded money from the cash registers, and when he motioned toward them with a gun, a store clerk pulled his gun and fired at the suspect. Suspect ran and tried to get on his bike, but realized his arm didn't work. He went to a nearby restaurant to ask for help. Police contacted him there, and the suspect was taken to a hospital for a gunshot wound to his arm. It was there that he admitted to the robberies. But it was also here that he admitted some things that he had observed. He allegedly told police that he targeted gas stations because they're supposed to just hand the money, just hand over the money and not try to stop anybody. He has been charged with armed robbery and attempted armed robbery. I know that most criminals are, you know, they're not like the Ocean's 11 crew. I get that part, but I mean, that's, wow. Wow. The Moms Demand Attention was in the news the other day. They made the Teen Vogue magazine, or she was speaking to the Teen Vogue readers. She was attempting to recruit Teen Vogue readers to the gun control calls by assuring them that her group wins by bypassing Congress. She also claimed that gun control candidates have been winning at the ballot box, even though pro-gun control Senate Democrats literally took a shellacking in the November 2014 midterms, and the Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, lost to Trump. Then the Maine voters rejected Watt's control push on November 8th, 2016, and although Nevada narrowly passed it, well, Nevada Attorney General Adam Paul Lexalt has blocked the planned January 1st implementation of the controls. He put an indefinite freeze on the gun control, citing the fact that it had been written in such a way as to get passed, but was literally unenforceable if put into action. Isn't that a problem? Watts, for some unknown reason, did not mention these and many other defeats her group has suffered. Instead, she decided to make herself a little pine straw man out of the NRA. She attacked the gun rights organization for sundry reasons, including their push to change Florida airport regulations so that law-abiding citizens can be armed to defend themselves should another baggage claim-style attack occur. As it stands right now, Florida airports are gun-free zones, which means the only people with the guns are the attackers. We saw how that worked out on Friday, this past Friday. And we saw even more innocents killed when the gun-free Orlando Pulse nightclub was attacked on June 12th, 2016. But Shannon has a plan, and it's the same plan she's been touting for years. Push gun control regardless of the demonstrable dangers associated with it. And if Congress sides with the NRA, then bypass Congress altogether via the state-level ballot initiatives funded by outside money. She wrote, but despite the gun lobby's perceived power, a movement of Americans has come together to fight back against the NRA leadership's dangerous agenda. I started Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America as a Facebook page in my kitchen the day after the shooting at Sandy Hook. And over the past 4 years, we've learned how to be the David to the NRA's Goliath. We've bypassed Congress and taken the fight for stronger gun law to the states, and we're winning. Well, she began pushing to bypass Congress on January 1st, 2015, just under 2 months after she and her cohorts were soundly defeated by the voters on November 2014. She also tells the Teen Vogue reader she started her gun control the day after her gun control group the day after the shooting at Sandy Hook, and that they had been winning. She fails to mention the Manchin-Toomey bill that they pushed very hard that got nowhere, got defeated badly. She fails to mention the hissy fit that Obama threw in the Rose Garden in April of 2013. She forgot that, too. April 17th, 2013, as a matter of fact, 3 days after Manchin himself admitted that it would not have prevented the attack at Sandy Hook if it had been in place beforehand. We know this. Thank you. This is not, I mean, it's a little, I would sit back and say it was arrogant if there were just, you know, if everybody was relying on the big three nowadays, ABC, NBC, and CBS to get their news, I would say, what arrogance to get out there and tell these lies when they know better. But I don't know what we're really expecting. I would have expected, I would have thought with adults, okay, with adults, that they would have sat back and said, you know, this is embarrassing. I mean, we had it all. I mean, we had it all in 2008. We had it all 9 years ago. How could we lose that bad, all this up to this point? How did this happen? Instead of doing that, which is a moment, you know, this is where most sound people, sound thinking people are getting out there. They've decided to either lie about their record, like Shannon Watts, or as I call her, Squeaky. And on the other hand, just double down, like, okay, we lost. We apparently weren't doing what we were doing hard enough. It's very hard for me to deal and fathom that kind of stupidity. It really is. I don't quite get it. I do, and then I don't at the same time. I mean, they do a lot of things, and they try to do a lot of things, but, I mean, the writing is on the wall on that one. The way information is disseminated now, and the way Trump is playing the game, they don't matter anymore. What they say doesn't matter anymore. They're still saying it, but that's okay. When we get back, Cory Booker has begun his run for the president, pathetic though it may be, just something to keep on the radar. We didn't pay attention the last time something like this popped up, so let's pay attention. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Cory Booker, back in 2015, Senator Jeff Sessions introduced and passed legislation to award the highest civilian honor to the participants of the 1965 Civil Rights March from Selma to Montgomery. On January 11, 2017, he returned the favor to Senator Sessions by appearing before the Judiciary Committee to testify against Sessions as the Attorney General nominee. Testify is actually the wrong verb. Testimony means that you actually have something to say. Booker gave a very pompous speech, unsupported by any facts, that Sessions would not, as Attorney General, support the rights of women, blacks, gays, plaids, guppies, etc. Booker, the Democratic senator from New Jersey, explained his unprecedented appearance to testify against a fellow senator by saying, "In a choice between standing with Senate norms and standing up for what my conscience tells me is the best for our country, I will always choose conscience and country." That may be another first by having the word conscience in the same sentence as New Jersey Democrat. He could have given a speech on the Senate floor before the vote on Sessions' nomination. Instead, he chose to grandstand before the committee and on the TV cameras, of course. It is clear that he wants to run in 2020, and this was his opening salvo of a campaign speech. Trump has not yet been inaugurated, but Booker is already running. And he's also starting to get early campaign donations from George Soros, the NAACP, Hollywood, Planned Parenthood, Black Lives Matter, the Congressional Black Caucus, and the rest of the left-wing Democratic base. And he should fit nicely with them. I mean, he'll fit in quite well. He lied about Sessions. He broke over 200 years of Senate tradition and showed he will do and say anything to win. Now, I'm going to say this again. This is who he's getting money from. Okay? George Soros, the NAACP, Hollywood, Planned Parenthood, Black Lives Matter, the Congressional Black Caucus, and the rest of the left-wing Democrat base. Now, listen. I am not against anybody because of their color. I'm against them because of their agenda. Okay? Now, the NAACP, Black Lives Matter, and the Congressional Black Caucus are only pertinent as long as there's racial division. They're only pertinent as long as there is racial division. So, since they're not actually trying to uplift Black America, which would be a noble thing to do, which they don't really need. Black America is, well, they're pretty strong. They have weathered a lot, and they continue to weather a lot, including this nonsense. And that's not what they're doing. They only remain pertinent as long as they can get out there and say there's racism. That's why racist is a go-to adjective whenever it comes to describing somebody who claims to be a conservative. George Soros, well, he lost $1 billion in the markets after Trump won that election, and that's great. But, I can't tell you what I think about him. I can't tell you what I'd like to see happen to him, because if that actually happened, they'd probably come knocking on my door. And unfortunately, well, I will probably not have done it. Hollywood. Just because, listen, when you get out there and your job is to make me believe that you're somebody that you're not actually, that is a fairly decent skill to have. However, that doesn't mean that you know anything about anything else. As somebody who has done voiceover, the whole thing about acting and emoting has to do with doing something beyond what you think. When you think you're being emotional, you're probably not really sounding emotional. You have to really exaggerate it. And that's what acting is. If you can get to that point where you can feel the way I feel when I'm exaggerating something, or it sounds like it to me, and you can do that normally on command and bring up all of these emotions and everything else. That's acting. And that's fine if you're going to be an actor. However, even the acting industry seems to have their own issues. I mean, I don't think I'd want to be involved in it. And the fact that the ones that are involved in it right now that are out there saying what they're saying and doing what they're doing, they better be watching their own back, because I don't know if you've noticed, but like the female actresses out there today, what's their lifespan? How many can work past their 40s? And guys, too. Who's heard of Skeet Ulrich? Does anybody know who he is? I mean, this is a kid that could act, and he's been largely ignored. It's like he had his moment, and then he moved on. Nobody calls him anymore. I would not want to be part of Hollywood, not at all. The left-wing Democrat base, okay, fine. They're the ones giving him money. So what we have is division, elitism, arrogance, a little bit of meddling going on in the case of Soros, that kind of thing. So look at who's donating to him, and that means that's who he would be beholden to. Notice, and I would, who gave money to Trump? What big group gave money to Trump? Can you name them? No. Trump's not beholden to anybody. Booker is missing a point here. Booker is young enough to where what he needs to actually be doing is not saying anything right now strategically, politically. He doesn't need to be saying anything. What he needs to be doing is watching to see what happens and then doing his very level best to torpedo him in the strictest tactical sense. Okay? In order to defeat Trump, in order to beat him in 2020, he, as a member of the sitting Senate, would have to get out there and be able to stop him. And since he's a Democrat, that's probably not going to happen. Because before there was Booker, there was Reed. And Reed got out there, and he wanted to see all of his stuff happen. So he got out there and did the nuclear option, where he went from 60 to a simple majority on the votes. And that's in place today. Now, since that has been set up and teed up by the Democrats, there's nothing restricting McConnell from going thermonuclear if it comes down to it. He can go thermonuclear, and then he can pull it back. Because in 2018, there's going to be 23 or 25 Senate Democrats coming up. If we get 8 of them, and a lot of these are in states that Trump flipped. You know, when I see the Democrats out there banging those gums like they're doing, especially this cat right here, I mean, he'll probably remain in the Senate, but it might get awfully lonely for the Democrats. I mean, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and all these House Democrats and the Senate Democrats, Schumer. You know, the only one out there that understands what's actually happened is Dick Durbin, who should actually be in charge of the Senate minority, and Reid leapfrogged Schumer over him because he prefers Schumer. Just some more. This isn't even cronyism. That's the way the Democrats play the game. So, what fun. What fun the Democrats are. They just make it so good. We were supposed to have Sam Huber on tonight, and he is sick, so it'll just be me and you. So when we get back, I'm thinking real seriously about starting to carry this Glock 20 as my concealed carry piece. Some are going to say that's crazy, but I'll tell you why when we get back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Wow, that was loud. Now, the other day, I overcame my fears. I went out and I bought a 10mm Glock 20, and I shot it. That was for me, where this is the second anniversary of the heart attack, when J.T. Albrecht put his 10mm Rock Island Armory in my hands, and I pulled the trigger, and I didn't feel pain like I used to with my Glock 21 in early 2016. I knew that for the most part, my recovery was pretty much finished, at least on that crease in my chest. Now, I've had big bore guns before, and I've carried, 1911s. The Glock 20/21 has always sort of, I have carried a Glock 21 concealed before. Not the funnest thing to do, believe me, but at the same time, and eventually what happened was that gave way to the lighter 9mm Glocks, which are, the 19, 17, the 26, all of those really good performing guns that feel like the same gun all the time. Then we had this attack in Nice, France, which I began to understand that 9mm is good against people, but it might not be that good against vehicles. So in this run-up, after I shot JT's gun, I started looking. I knew a little bit about 10mm. I knew that Jeff Cooper liked 10mm and everything else. I started looking for a reason to get one for myself. And I started seeing these videos by people like 22 Plinkster and everybody else who, by the way, has the same MCN I have, where with certain loads of 10mm, they could punch a hole through bulletproof glass And actually, the round would remain intact. Certain Underwood, Lehigh Defense ammunition will do it. Where no other ammunition will do it. All other ammunition is defeated by it. With steel plates that mimic the thickness of a bear's skull, certain loads of 10 millimeter will punch a clean hole right through it. So this will handle 10 millimeter, if you have the right load, will handle a lot of things. 10 millimeter in its basic target configuration is delivering 500 foot-pounds of kinetic energy when it hits 500 plus. So, yes, this is a handful. However, if you can shoot it, it's a very devastating tool. Now, I have been carrying this gun for the last 2 days, and I'm pulling it off, and I've been wearing it. I've been carrying it right now with a belly band. I have G-code holsters that will carry it for outside the waistband, but inside the waistband I have the belly band, which is working just fine. I think this actually may be the way to carry it, simply because it's not pulling at your pants that way. I can't, if I have to pull it, then I have to go somewhere and take the belly band off and then, you know, put it all back together, because I am not going to try to wrestle with it. But today, I went and did a couple of things that I thought that I needed to do, that I wanted to do. I changed the sights out. I've now got Trishicon ones on the night sights on it. And I have an extended magazine release. I have one more thing I'm going to ask to do to it. I may just carry it in its stock configuration. I may just not do anything agency-wise, although I am going to put an agency arms trigger on it. And this is going to be a pretty good carry gun. Now, it's big. It is big. It's like carrying a box of Wheaties on your side. But there are a lot of people that carry SIGs. I know people that carry SIGs everywhere they go. And I will still carry my M&P Shield, my 19, my 17. I've got a Glock 34 coming from Agency Arms. I will carry that from time to time if I think I can do that one way or the other. But this gun, of the guns that I own, and between this and the 9mm, this will stop what is now the primary standard operating procedure, it seems like, with these terrorists, where they're ramming a vehicle into somebody and then getting out and stabbing them, or getting out and, you know, shooting them. This will punch a hole through their windshield as they're driving up and kill them in the car. And then it slams into something. I may get a Glock 29. A little shorter to carry around as well, and get some magazine extensions out there. The reason I got the 20 to begin with is it's a full-size gun. I like a full-size gun. I'm not small, so a full-size gun for me is perfect, service-size gun. And if you're watching in the video feed, it's, you know, it's not overbearing in my hand. But I may get a Glock 29 as well. So, let's see, in the chat room, G20 is only slightly heavier than G21. That's true. But I've got 15 rounds of 10 millimeter on tap with this. Now, when I got the gun, the reason I got this gun was a couple things. One, I'd never owned a Gen 4 before. Not a Gen 4 this big. My Glock 19 is a Gen 4. But these are relatively new, I think, in the Gen 4 category. Comes with three magazines altogether, so I didn't have to buy any magazines to go with it, right? It has the double spring in it. Finally, Glock has a reason to have the double spring in it. That's good to go. All that stuff being said, I just thought that I was going to get this and make this sort of a specialty gun and probably not carry it, except I'm going to carry it. Because nowadays, there seems to be a lot of vehicular attacks going on. And, okay, now I will still carry nines, I will still carry the Shield, I will still carry a lot of stuff. I may carry the Shield as a backup gun in some way or manner, or as a gun to give to somebody else, or one of the Glocks, for that matter. But I keep, you keep hearing this designation. I always... When I was in the military, I didn't understand the designation between a battle rifle and an assault rifle, and it was all about caliber, right? The battle rifle is a .308, and the assault rifle is a .556. Okay. If if I'm going to be facing a threat that's going to start out as a vehicle, I'm going to need, and that's a possible threat. It's you know, there's no, I probably won't ever face that. But if, when I'm walking around, there's a chance that might happen, which that can happen anywhere now. That can happen anywhere now. Well, and I mean, in my city just the other day, we had some Muslim protests. And if you're Muslim, and I'm offending you by saying we had some Muslim protests, that's fine, except everybody that seems to want to do this seems to be Muslim. So, you know, don't mind me while I prepare. If the shoe doesn't fit or the burqa doesn't fit, then don't worry about it. I'll be carrying this for the foreseeable future. I got to get some more ammo. I got to go train with it and some other stuff, and I will continue to train with it, and I will continue to perfect it, but recoil doesn't. I expected the recoil to be a little bit punishing. It is not. Once I get the trigger on it, I don't know if anybody makes a mag well. I may replace the barrel as well. That's one thing I'm thinking about. I might do the barrel. I might not. I might just leave that alone. But once the trigger is done on it, the gun, as far as I'm concerned, will be complete. I have the small back strap with the tang on the back of it attached to it. I'm good. I am good to go. If you're out there and you're thinking about something like that, get it. There will be plenty of people that are going to come to me and say, that's a gigantic gun. What kind of crazy man carries a gun? I couldn't care less. Shut up. If somebody comes up to you and tries to gun shame you, don't let them. Just move on. Just move on and don't worry about it. Hour number two is coming up. When we get back, there'll be more of the rant and some other stuff. You are listening to Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.